Joe Biden conceals how many Afghans on no-fly list sought entry to U.S. by John Binder on September 10, 2021. President Joe Biden's agencies are refusing to disclose how many Afghans on the federal government's no-fly list have sought entry to the United States since beginning their massive resettlement operation currently underway. Last month, Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, sent a letter to top Biden officials asking that the administration share the number of Afghans with ties to terrorism, the Taliban, the Islamic State, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda who have sought entry to the U.S. How many individuals on the U.S. no-fly list attempted to board evacuation flights out of Afghanistan? How many successfully gained access to an evacuation flight? Grassley asks. How many evacuees have been flagged during the vetting and security screening process as potential security concerns or risks? How many evacuees is the U.S. government currently detaining as potential security concerns or risks? Emphasis added. What was the rationale for the State Department's apparent decision to transmit a generic visa document to thousands of American citizens and CIV applicants in Afghanistan? Can you please provide a thorough explanation of what specific groups of individuals actually received it and what procedures were put in place to ensure that bad actors were not able to utilize the document to gain access to HIA or evacuation flights? Emphasis added. The Bloomberg piece referenced above also stated that the FBI and state and local law enforcement might be required to keep tabs on resettled evacuees who present ongoing security concerns. Does the administration, in fact, intend to resettle evacuees in the United States who present any form of ongoing security concern? Emphasis added. Grassley asked officials to respond by September 7. To date, though, the officials have yet to respond to Grassley's request for answers on the vetting process of Afghans. This week, a number of House Republicans with the Republican Study Committee, RSC, sent a letter to top Biden officials requesting information on how agencies are vetting Afghans with incomplete databases and as many do not have paperwork or identification cards to prove who they are. The Republicans want to know how many Afghans have failed the vetting process, a figure that Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has refused to disclose. The Republicans write, "This vetting has already failed in the case of Afghan nationals. An Afghan male convicted of rape in the United States and deported by DHS was evacuated from Kabul, allowed to enter the United States, and not caught until he arrived at Washington Dulles International Airport." The Republicans also want to know which officials will be held accountable if Afghans brought to the U.S. commit crimes against American citizens. DHS background and security checks cannot assure Americans' safety. Who will be held accountable and by what process will they be held accountable? They write. Those who signed the letter include Representative Yvette Harrell, RNM, Representative Jim Banks, RN, Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, Representative Bob Good, RVA, Representative Jeff Van Drew, RNJ, Representative Scott Fitzgerald, RY, Representative Gregory Murphy, RNC, Rep. W. Gregory Stube, RFL, Representative Bill Posey, RFL, Representative Brian Babin, RTX, Representative Kat Kamik, RFL, Representative Jeff Duncan, RSC, Representative Doug Lamborn, RCO, Representative David Rouser, RNC, Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, Representative Diana Harshbarger, RTN, Representative Barry Moore, RL, Representative Bob Gibbs, RO, Representative Bill Johnson, RO, Representative Andy Biggs, ROZ, Representative Stephen Palazzo, Army, Representative Dan Bishop, RNC, Representative Ted Budd, RNC, Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, Representative Fred Keller, RPA, Representative Jody Isay, RGA, Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, Representative Rick Allen, RGA, Representative Debbie Lesko, ROZ, Representative Jim Hagedorn, RMN, Representative Jerry Carl, RL, Representative Dom McClintock, RCA, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, Representative Larry Bouchon, RN, Representative Ron Estes, RKS, Representative Mary Miller, REL, Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, Representative Robert Whitman, RVA, Representative Randy Weber, RTX, Representative Michael Burgess, RTX, and Representative Lance Gooden, RTX. As Breitbart News reported, Biden has brought more than 48,000 Afghans to the U.S. over a 21-day period, indicating that the administration is flying about 2,300 Afghans every day into Philadelphia International Airport in Pennsylvania and Dulles International Airport in Virginia. Already, the population of Afghans brought to the U.S. by Biden in less than a month is more than four times that of Jackson, Wyoming's resident population. National Public Radio, NPR, reported days ago that Afghans are arriving in the U.S. sometimes with no paperwork to prove their identities or with just scraps of paper. Likewise, the Associated Press reported that Afghans have been caught lying about their identities or destroying their passports to conceal their true identities. In total, Biden is hoping to resettle 95,000 Afghans in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.